It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode of Whiskey Ginger is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the number one tool for below the belt trimming. They're precision tools for your family jewels, my friend. They're going to get the job done. They have this thing called the Lawnmower 2.0. I love it. I'm serious. I actually do use this thing because I got one trimmer for my facce and one for my nuts. And I use the lawnmower down there. It cleans up perfectly, man. The hairs afterwards, I can't help you with. You got to clean that up yourself. But this thing protects you from cutting and nicking yourself, which is pretty important. Because everyone has had a totally fucked up experience with shaving too close, flying too close to the sun, and you nick yourself, and then it burns in the shower, and you're like, I'm going to bleed out. I'm going to bleed out of my nutsack. But this is going to stop that. It's going to end all that. Manscaped has the lawnmower. It's going to help keep your nuts in de sack, safe at home. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code whiskey. You know how to spell it. Manscaped.com. Promo code whiskey. For 20% off and free shipping. It's worth it, I promise. You get a tote bag with it. You can carry it on the go. A dop kit, if you will. I really do enjoy it. They have a bunch of other products. Ball butter. Stuff to keep your undercarriage smelling nice and clean and fresh. You do it for your armpits. Why not do it for your nut sack? Put it on your nifkin, your gooch, your grundle. Whatever you call the no-fly zone between your nuts and your booty. It's worth it. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code whiskey to get yourself 20% off and some free shipping. Also, guys, we're putting up a few dates on the website. We have dates that I'm going to start touring again in November and in January. Next month in September, 18th through the 22nd, I'll be in Toronto for JFL 42, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Then in November, I'll be back up again, 8th and 9th in Zanies in Nashville, 15, 16 in Cobbs in San Francisco, 21, 22, 23 in Indianapolis, and then the Brea Improv, December 6th and 7th. We put up a few more dates in January, I believe. I'm at Comedy Works January 16th through the 18th. I'm in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, 9, 10, and 11 of January as well. And we're working on a bunch of other dates. I have Cincinnati, Seattle. We're doing it, dude. I know you guys asked for it. We're doing it. I promise we're getting it out there. So it's coming to you soon, coming in hot. As for now, enjoy the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I meet it once again today. Josh Wolf.
What's happening, man?
Dude, cheers, dude.
Cheers.
Cheers to
this
you.
This is crazy that with the tequila.
Yeah, so
I don't really drink.
Unlike the normal guest of the show, Josh is having himself some tequila because he's of Mexican descent.
Yes, I am.
Josh Wolf.
Lobo.
Lobo?
Yeah.
It means wolf?
Yeah.
I don't speak Spanish. I'm from Chicago.
Yeah, can I tell you, man, the very first TV gig I ever...
Yeah.
Comedy gig I ever had.
We're also stoned, by the way. So just if that messes anything up, you'll know why it's going to go
Joe
a little
Diaz,
bit slower.
He was telling me, he was like, hey, dog, this is early on.
Hey, hey, cocksucker.
Hey, cocksucker. Hey. And he had a buddy who, I think it was Univision. They were
it's called Univision.
Okay. They were doing, but it meant not to be Univision, but it was something like that, a Hispanic channel.
Okay.
And they were doing a comedy show.
Love it.
For Latino comics.
Mm-hmm.
And you get paid $375.
How long ago was this?
Oh, fuck, man. Shit.
12, 15, 20? Like, give us a... 18 years ago.
Wow.
People don't know, Josh is 87 years old.
Yeah, 87 years.
He's a great-grandfather.
Yes. I'm a great-grandfather of grandkids.
But his balls are all the way up still. They haven't dropped.
No, but one
That's
of them
That's impressive. Oh, really?
No, the other one's just stuck.
It's one right now hanging out of your shorts.
I think it took both the lengths You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
It's extra long.
One nut was like, give me that.
Yeah. One nut was heavier, you know, like on a swing. So it just gradually just pulled.
Well, one nut is always heavier.
Right. And it just keeps slowly pulling it up. And it just eventually.
Which one's lower, right or left for you?
Left. Wait. Left.
Most people, I think it's their left.
Yeah.
Because you have that phrase, suck my left nut. Or I'd give my left nut.
I don't think that's. I think people say right, too.
I give my right nut. No, I think it's. I think it's suck my left. That guys, is, put in the comments whether you think it's. I suck my left nut, and I'd give my left nut or right nut because
either one.
Mine's my right nut.
Your right nut is longer.
Way lower. It's unbelievable.
I think that's more like a like. What? Your right nut is longer.
My right nut.
Distinguishably.
Yeah, it's obvious. One nut always hangs lower.
Maybe it is my right nut. I'm almost tempted to get up and look.
Keep your nuts in your pants. Wait, before we get
to... I'm so curious, man.
Well...
I'll figure it out.
When you're looking in the mirror in the morning, you don't notice your nuts?
I don't remember this morning.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a drug addict.
Yeah,
I don't
remember this morning.
All right, so jump backwards. Before we get too far off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Your first TV gig with Joey Diaz on a Univision comedy show, a stand-up comedy show?
Yes. Okay. So, but the only rule was you had to be at least part Latino.
You had to be part.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Joey's like, you should be half Cuban, half Jewish. Just write some jokes. And I was like, that's a great idea.
Be half Cuban, half Jewish jokes? Is that what he want? That's what he wanted?
You yourself
had
to be half, at least half Latino.
No, I'm saying, but he said write jokes as if you were.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, great idea. So I auditioned.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, you're half Latino? And I was like, that's right. He was like, what? I go, I'm half Jewish, half Latino. And he was like, I'm half Jewish, half Cuban. He was like, okay.
He bought it.
I did.
I would have said, get the fuck out.
I did the whole set. I forget the guys that I shot with, but everybody knew. You know what I mean?
No
they
shit.
Were comics. They all were like, oh, Josh Wolf, the half Cuban guy. Right.
But no one threw you under the bus.
Not a fucking one of
them. How many dudes? Do we know any of these guys still? Are they around today?
Joe Diaz.
Other than Joey?
Maybe Jeff Garcia.
He's funny as fuck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I haven't seen him in years, but he was very funny. He was when I did see him.
I forget who else was on that show, man. It was so long ago. But I did another. I did the Gong Show also when I was really around
the
that
Gong
time.
Show.
The new Gong Show.
Oh, the new one, right?
Right, and not the old one with fucking this.
With you, I don't fucking know. You could have definitely done the original
could've
Gong
been,
Show.
Yeah, I auditioned for the role of Chuck Barris. Guy. That's no,
and you got denied.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you host the Love Boat for a couple of years?
What?
Didn't you host the Love Boat for like 3 years?
Yeah.
From 66 to 68 or something like that.
Yeah, it was 67 to 72. I had a good run.
The Love Boat.
I don't think the Love Boat was out in the 60s.
Wasn't it?
No, man. I think it was a mid to late 70s.
Okay, so I'm off by 9 years.
I mean, it's a
cool
decade.
Cool the fuck out.
It's a decade.
Cool it the fuck out.
You know what happens in a decade?
Tell me.
You go from...
You've been through so many. What happens? Is this whole podcast? Be us fucking laughing, talking shit. This is what real friends do, by the way. Thank God we're allowed to talk shit still.
Holy shit, that's
so
funny.
Tell me what happens in a decade.
A lot, man. You know, you can go from disco to U2 in a decade.
What was your worst decade?
I think the 20s.
20 to 30 was the worst years of your life?
No, the 1920s.
Dude, I set you up with a real good joke.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So do you think 20 to 30 was your... What was the biggest struggle years? Whatever that means, whether that means the business or just life itself.
Well, I would think the years where I was single... Raising the kids.
That's got to be the hardest.
Yeah.
And you were what? That was in your late 20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the hardest.
So we'll say 25 to 35 to you.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Financially the hardest too?
Without a doubt.
You were struggling.
I mean, now for right in the middle of those 30s, like the early 30s, I got some money. I got a pretty big talent deal because I'm a pretty...
Talent?
Yeah,
I was going to say somebody must have died. There's no fucking way you got like, somebody leave you some money.
It was so easy to trick them back then. You just...
All joking aside, it seems like it was easier back then to trick these fucking people. For some reason, like they were giving out talent deals left and right for no reason.
Well, here's the thing. They figured out that they didn't have to.
Yeah, right.
Because you know what? you're gonna go if they want you anyways, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but I mean, but it's the incentive was nice. This money was different in our business.
They had a lot more money to play with too.
Well, I don't even know if they had more or they just didn't give a fuck. I think like the 80s mentality carried over for another like 2 decades for the business of like everyone gets as much money as we possibly can print because we're going to get so much more. And now I think networks are making probably more money.
They're spending less though.
But they're spending way less. Yeah.
I mean, as a writer too, to get that most people want you to write something for free first.
Are you talking about a friend who's a writer that you know?
No, I mean,
you're illiterate, right?
I'm just talking about writing. No. I can read, but I can't write.
Okay.
It's a really interesting.
So you're ill.
I would you rather be able to read or to write?
If I could just pick one?
Yeah.
Read.
Read, right?
Yeah. I can't. I really can't read, which is ironic because I don't read, but I love writing.
What do you mean you don't read?
I don't read. I've admitted this on Tiger Belly to Bobby Lee and Kalila. I don't read. I read shit every day on the internet, but I don't sit down and read a book. I don't crack open a book and read it.
But you don't Kindle books or anything like that either?
No.
No. What's the last book that you read?
The last book I read, I do read books over the years. They're in that bookshelf, but I don't like, it's not a thing that I care about. It's not a thing that I'm like, I got to get a book to read this month.
Okay, but what was the last
book? My last book was out there probably, what was the last book I read? What was the last book I read? This is really sad.
Yeah.
Last book I read was,
You're doing great.
Dirt. There's a book called Dirt.
Uh-huh. Are you just saying that because that's what's on my head?
I think it's called Dirt. It was an Augustine Burroughs book, but I don't quite remember it.
Now you were just bragging.
I swear to God, it was. Yeah.
Now you're just bragging. You're just
you don't even know who that is.
No idea.
This is two morons just bouncing. Yeah. I don't read.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed.
You know what's funny is, you know, it's really funny how that played out. Was like, here I am almost shaming you for not reading.
Yeah, you don't fucking read either. What am I doing? That's the first thing I should have thought. There's no fucking way you read. You're an idiot. No chance.
We read shit every day
on the internet.
But I do read. I read on planes.
I read full articles. I'll read.
But that counts, man.
I guess.
That counts.
I guess in a traditional sense. Like, you know when I see somebody reading a book on vacation?
Yeah.
I shake my head. I go right up to them and I go,
You're not enjoying.
I hate people. The idea to go on vacation to be like, oh, I want to relax by the beach and read a book. Like, suck a dick. I'm going to go on vacation. I want to party. I'm going to go on a boat. I'm going to go meet people. Like, I don't want to fucking read a book.
Yeah, man. But what if that person is like 60?
What? I'll still party with a 60-year-old dude. I'm hanging with you. You fucking cunt.
Yeah. You know what? 60's really creeping up on me.
Creeping? It's next door. It's on the way. You out of your mind?
Yeah, I just got an email from it. Saying
you got an email from 60. Life being like, hey, what's up, dude?
Look behind you. I was like, oh,
heads up, bitch.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Heads up, bitch.
Yeah, I'm on my way, dude.
Wait, I want to ask something. We've gotten away. We've digressed about 1,000 times, which is the best part about this show.
Yes,
but you told me outside on the patio when we were smoking a joint about microdosing. Are you starting it again?
So every Monday night, I
mushrooms. By the way, for those that are wondering, it's not meth.
Every Monday night. So last night, I've been taking 2 caps and 2 stems.
Are you measuring?
Nope.
See, the true microdosers, they're freaks. They measure it. That's like down to the fucking.
Nah, not doing that.
See, I never did either. I was like, I'm not gonna get a scale like a drug addict.
No.
I'll just guess.
Yeah, I'm around. I can look. I'm around.
This is a lazy microdosing.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm still not taking. Even when I'm taking the bigger caps and bigger stems, I'm not taking enough to get.
So wait a minute. Every Monday you take 2 caps and 2 stems.
Yep. And I smoke some weed and I turn on a camera and I just talk for an hour.
That's not microdosing, by the way. That's dosing. At some point.
I think you're right.
Because microdosing would be something along the lines of like having a piece of a cap every day for a month.
No. I dose every Monday.
Every Monday you fucking get lit.
Yeah. And I turn on the camera and I talk.
Now, this is one of your 9 shows because you have a bunch of, you have Control Chaos.
Which is the one.
And you do it on Control Chaos?
No, I do that on Mondays. I do the show where I just turn on my camera.
High Live.
High Live, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so High Live, yeah. The fans want to know so they can see it.
Oh, yeah.
So High Live is every Monday you can watch it. And now on High Live, instead of just weed, because you usually smoke a joint,
yeah.
Now you're doing mushrooms.
I'm doing mushrooms and smoking a joint. And I got to tell you something, dude. I got to tell you something. You ready for this?
So excited to tell me.
The High Live has gotten me so much better at comedy.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, because you're kicking around jokes all night, right?
But also, it's just me talking, right?
Yeah.
So when I first started doing it, I felt this pressure to be funny all of the time.
Which is almost impossible for you.
It's hard to do it once in a while. You know what I mean? But you asked me to do it all of the
now
time.
Now you're catching on.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, got it. Right? So it taught me to slow down.
Yeah. That is important.
And it taught me that you can trust yourself to find funny on stage. Like, I used to be scared just to get up and just start to talk.
Do you write on stage?
Yes.
Is it exclusively? Do you put pen to paper off the stage?
Yes, kind of.
So no, that means
But
no.
I don't write it out fully.
Like, you don't have books and books and books.
I do.
You
but,
do.
But they're not written out jokes. They're one word.
Oh, yeah. But, dude, that's not what I'm saying. Whether you write blurbs, excerpts, phrases, keywords, that's all the same.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not saying some yes. people physically pen it out word for word.
Not me.
I've done that pretty rarely. It's got to be a real specific joke. But for the most part, I pen out chunks of the phrase that I know I want to hit and keywords that I know will take me into one of those little synapses in your brain that'll lead you to the next thing.
Yes.
It's a trick that you learn early on.
For me, I never want to write something out fully, and I only put words down because I tell stories. So yeah. For me, it's really important that I'm not memorizing it, because then I'll never tell it like I'm telling it to you for the first time.
That's interesting, yeah.
I'm changing my words up enough that I'm telling it. For me, I can trick myself into thinking I'm telling it for the first time because it's not memorized.
Right.
I know what the punchlines are, but I'm changing up the words, the cadence, and all that
but
stuff.
But are you making sure you're writing down the right tags? Because you always want to have good tags. You don't want to fuck up a tag and
tags I got.
Lose one really good one that you said last week, but you're too stoned to remember.
No. Tags I got. And whenever I get high on stage, I always turn on my recorder.
Yeah.
But
you're high on stage every time.
No. Never.
I feel like most times I see you, you're high.
No.
You're high outside of the store only?
I'm high. I get high once in a while on stage.
But you get high every day?
Every night after 8 p.m. I'm never high during the day.
Wait, why only after 8 p.m.?
Because I want to make sure that I do my fucking work, man.
This is really interesting. This is something that we share. We don't share a lot. You know, me being good looking and smart and cool, and you being
and
you.
Me just being here.
For the most part, we don't share much. But, no. Except for nice dicks. But... I over the years, only enjoy getting high at night. And honestly, it's like Rogan and I have talked about it. He was like, middle of the day high just doesn't appeal to me.
Me neither.
I've done it, obviously. I've been smoking pot for 20 years, so it's like, I've done it before. But also, I always love getting high. Something about at night, the moon is sexy.
Dude, it's just better.
Right. The vibe. And for me, not you, but for me, having a little bit of whiskey and smoking a little joint to me, that's my getaway. That's my little island in the sun, not reading a fucking book with my toes in the fucking sand, getting my cock sucked, staring at the ocean crash.
I mean, although getting your dick sucked while reading a book seems pretty gangster.
Really? How about getting your dick sucked while also getting your dick sucked? That's gangster.
No.
Someone just giving you compliments while someone else blows you. That's fucking gangster. Someone's like, you're the coolest guy on earth. Another girl's like,
just someone just constantly high fiving you.
Yeah. Remember I talked about demonetization?
Yeah.
This is it. Talk about getting my dick sucked. The computer sees dick sucked 17 times. And then it's like, that's
what
it.
What computer sees dick sucked? What are you talking
dick
about?
Dick sucking computers at Google.
But how do they see the
word? They're made to find the word dick sucked. That's what they're made to do.
It's a dick suck computer.
It's a dick suck computer.
Made by Google.
Yeah, dude.
The Google dick suck.
The Google dick suck computer. By the way,
yeah.
When Google does make a computer that will suck your dick.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm jumping off Apple right away. I'm going fucking
do you know,
PowerBook.
So I get a lot of people show me a lot of weird things in my shows because I like weird shit, right?
Yeah, you're a fucking weirdo.
I do. I like weird shit. There's no doubt about it. I have videos on my phone that...
It's on the floor.
Okay. I have videos on my phone.
You don't need to show me. I don't want to see fucking...
It's terrible.
Like a girl pooping and stuff like that?
Nah. Listen, that's amateur stuff.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. If it's more than just like a girl pooping on a bus, I don't want to see it.
What? Who shows each other that video? That's a terrible video.
Girl pooping on a bus? You never seen that video? That's a good video.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't mind seeing
it. Ranked on Pornhub.
You know one of all-time favorite videos? Did you ever see Cake Farts?
Come on. Yes, classic.
Dude, Cake Farts.
Here's what I used to do. I used to go to Bitly. Do you know what Bitly is?
No.
Bitly is a website, a URL condenser. So you put in like a long URL, you go to Bitly, it'll shorten it for you to post on like Twitter or whatever. You know what I mean? It'll just shorten down the URL. I would go and put in stuff like cake farts or, you know, like hot dildo ass videos or whatever and go to Bitly, change the URL. So then when you copy and paste to someone in a, you know, like in an email, they don't see what's coming. It just says bit.ly 486912 /// and they open that bitch up at work and they get a cake fart and then they get fired.
Wait, the cake fart to me.
Classic.
There was a couple. Now, I'm not going to lie. Cake fart is probably the video
I've watched
the most. I don't know. There's one part on cake farts that no matter how many times I see it, it makes me laugh. If you haven't seen Cake Farts, and don't look at Meatball Farts or Pudding Farts.
No, cakefarts.com is gone.
Yeah.
Damn. Why would they take that down?
I can't imagine. It brought joy to so many people.
It really did.
Why it did. It was so funny.
What about it would be?
Because why? There are so many worse things.
Here's the best part about Reddit. There's an AMA request for the Cake Farts girl. Please.
Come on.
Yeah, this is great. Ugh, Reddit is probably the coolest place on earth until they talk shit about you. But the cake farts for real.
They dig in too.
Huh?
They dig in.
They're like the rudest, meanest fucking. That's when you know when people say that, like Joe Rogan says it sometimes, the internet is undefeated.
Yeah.
That is Reddit.
Yes.
In no other fashion is it undefeated as much as Reddit is the most undefeated, mean, cruel, will topple you over.
Yeah.
Insanely mean shit.
Ugh.
They're the worst, dude.
They're
never Googled yourself, right?
They're good at it.
Do you Google yourself?
No. Dude, I started Hollywood. I was here when it started.
I know, yeah. You were here when it used to say Hollywood Land up on the back.
Yeah.
Like an old cunt.
I was there when we were like, are we going to see a talkie? Like
You're there when the reservoir was just the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, and now it's all fucking dried out.
When Charlie Chaplin owned this motherfucker.
He did.
You know how much land he used, right?
You've seen you've been by his house in Laurel Canyon, right?
Yeah.
It's absurd. The amount of money that he used to have. There's about 15, 20 people in Hollywood that had that kind of money. You know, Bob Hope's neighborhood. Bob Hope,
he
lived down the street.
Yeah.
Bob Hope owns so much of this property still. There's only a couple of people like that Hollywood
Merv
history.
Merv Griffin, too.
Merv Griffin was
one of those guys.
Yes. People that don't know Merv Griffin, he's the creator of Jeopardy and
Wheel of Fortune. Right?
Back-to-back, two of the most the longest-running game shows in the history of television.
And he could also...
Who's blowing you up right now?
My wife.
Josh is on his phone in the middle of a podcast thinking that that's like the normal thing to do. Put your phone up here if she needs to text you.
Yeah, I'll put it right here. But Merv Griffin also had a talk show.
Yeah.
He was pre-Donahue.
He had everything. He's done everything.
Yeah.
He's produced, written.
He owns that... What is that? The Beverly Hills?
He's forever in Hollywood. He owns slaves. That's how old he is. Yeah. He owns what? The Beverly Hills Hotel?
I think he did, or maybe one of the hotels down there. But that's a lot of money to own buildings like that in Beverly Hills, man.
I mean, dude, have you ever seen do you know the Wrigley's? The Wrigley's, the Chicago Cubs, the old Wrigley family?
Yeah.
The Wrigley Gum Company family? So this is a great little piece of history. The Wrigley family moved to Los Angeles when the Cubs started playing... spring training ball on Catalina Island. Do you know that? They used to play out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the other side of the island if you ever take a tour. Go to Catalina Island. Take a tour of the other side and you'll find still remnants of like the old diamond, the old practice fields, which is incredible to me. So Wrigley wanted them to play out there. And of course, that's fucking absurd.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Because you got to boat teams out there. I mean, it's beautiful. It's cool, but it's like Florida's fine. You know what I mean?
I'm going to zero games out there.
Florida's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's hard to put a stadium somewhere where I think The population is 3,000.
The population is the people that work there. That's it. And
yeah.
And then they, some half of them leave and half of them live there. Yeah. That's it. It's like 19 guys.
Yeah. Like
one girl and 19
hard
dudes.
Hard to put a stadium out there.
No. So he put a stadium. So then he bought a property on Sunset, the same stretch of Sunset where the old Playboy, well, it's still there, the Playboy Mansion is. And when you go next time, you'll recognize this. You'll know what I'm talking about. When you're headed westbound on Sunset, past the chunk of Beverly Hill Flats, you will see on your south side of the street statues in the front yard, like a guy running, mm-hmm, a dog, mm-hmm, animals. You see it for like a quarter of a mile. That's all the Wrigley family estate. That whole chunk of fucking Sunset.
Still?
Still, dude. They still own that fucking bitch. When you drive on Sunset and you see those bullshit creepy statues,
yeah,
that's the Wrigley family. That whole fucking thing. All the hedges all the way down to the next street. It's huge, dude.
That is a lot of fucking property for
too
that
much
area.
Too much. It's insane. So that's what you're saying is right. For that area,
oh my,
it must, I mean, God, I don't know, $150 million? I have no idea.
At least,
right? 200? I have no idea.
Oh my God. Well, I mean,
it never stops.
They should probably give us one of those houses. Hey, listen, I'm just going to.
They're all dead, dude.
They're dead?
They're all dead.
So who's in the house? Us.
Exactly.
Let's
dude.
Go.
The
Did
statues.
You kill them?
They let the statues run around.
Let me ask you, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I believe in ghosts? Of course I believe in ghosts.
You do believe in ghosts,
no,
right?
No, ask me what you're going to ask me.
Wait, do you believe in ghosts?
100%.
Okay, do you believe in...
How about this? I believe in supernatural spirits.
A whole...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Ghost has become a lame word that's associated with, like,
rank
the white sheet, you know?
Rank them in what you think the order of they could exist.
Okay.
Ghost, spirit, right?
Spirit, yeah,
okay,
spirit,
okay.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Mm-hmm. Both obviously real.
Bigfoot.
100% real.
Loch Ness.
Loch Ness is real. I've actually seen it. It's just a quarter of the size of what you think it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yeti, the white Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. It's like the white Bigfoot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's the Puritan. It's the white power Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. It's the albino Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
So
rank them in the order of which ones you think are most likely to exist.
Okay. Literally, I'm going to ruin your game because I'm telling you, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I believe in literally all of those things.
No, you
look
do
at me.
Not.
Look at me. Look
no,
at me.
You do not.
Look at me. Here's why. I'll give you one piece of proof.
Okay.
There are civilizations on this planet Earth, as developed as we are, where we find, as in recent history, as in the last fucking 50 years, who have never seen or heard other humans before. We found isolated tribes on this fucking globe in current fucking time.
Yeah.
That still haven't had communication with you. So I'm saying if that's possible, then fucking anything. Then of course there's going to be a beast out there I've never seen. Of course there's something in the ocean that I don't know exists.
No. First of all, the Loch Ness isn't in the ocean. It's in that one little, it's in a fucking lake.
Okay, then that's one lower on the list.
Okay.
Because I believe it's in the ocean. I just don't think it's in a lake.
Okay. Okay.
Because the ocean's endless. So yes, is there a Loch Ness dinosaur
by
in
the
ocean? Yes.
There are 100% chance things at the bottom of the ocean that we've never seen before.
Yeah, that are the size of fucking Loch Ness.
They're enormous.
Yeah. Sperm whales are the size of like 10 city buses.
Yeah. Yeah. Sperm whales are enormous.
So do I believe in a fucking dinosaur at the bottom? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but we've... Okay. So in the ocean, there are definitely things, but... A Bigfoot. Let me just ask you this.
Yes, there's a Bigfoot.
Okay, let me ask you this. How come we've never found a Bigfoot bone? Found bones for every other
because
thing.
We've never found Bigfoot. Once you find where he is, you'll find where his species lives. I don't know where they fucking live.
But people say they're in the forest.
Yeah, forest. There's a lot of forest. There's a lot of forest. Forests are burning right now at a rapid rate.
And nobody
and it's
nobody's
not affecting
ever
us at all.
Found a fucking carcass?
No, dude.
That's my... listen.
Bigfoot is one thing. It's lived 1,000
years.
Oh,
it's only one Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on board for the ghost, man.
Ghost number one.
100%.
My most... Oh, how about this? Actually, the most obvious to me are aliens. 100% are aliens. My dad recently got into fucking Ancient Aliens. It's like the coolest thing.
What does it mean, Ancient Aliens?
You never seen the show Ancient Aliens?
No.
On Discovery? Take a hike, pal.
What the fuck?
One of the best
does that guy have hair like I showed you earlier?
Ancient Aliens is a show that's been on for like 15 fucking seasons, and it's the exploration of things like the pyramids and why they think a lot of them were built by aliens.
Did you
see? Because they physically couldn't fucking be built by humans. It's impossible.
Did you see the article?
It's like Sam Tripoli's wet dream.
Did you see the article that said that answers to aliens are behind the face of the Sphinx and that you're supposed to be able to pull
the Sphinx's head up away?
Pull the mask away.
Mask.
Or whatever that fucking thing is.
The
wait a second. I was reading. It freaked me the fuck out. And of course, the people are.
See, this is the problem. You said I was reading. And yeah. We know that we don't read well.
Yeah.
This is why we can't communicate back to the shit that we read.
No, listen. Because what am I going to Google?
I don't want you to get Sphinx's on that Google face. Because we're a little stoned and drunk. And that's going to get. You'll never get off your phone. You'll be on there for a day.
My son. So one time he was like, hey, I got to Google something. I said, okay.
Your son?
Yeah.
The one that I know?
Yeah. Yep. I handed him my phone. This is when he was probably 17 years old. Him and his buddy, they were having dinner at the house. And he goes, oh, what the hell? And I go, what? He goes, look at your last Google search. And it just said, gorilla diarrhea.
You think because you had it?
Yeah, no, because I was like... I wonder
what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there. I wonder what it fucking looks like.
I'm like, do they, because they usually have such a non-expressive look on their face when they shit.
And I was they like, kind of stare right at you.
Yeah. Like, and I was just, like, I wonder if that, can you do the same thing when it hurts, you know? So I was like, maybe the diarrhea.
I would say, instead of diarrhea, I would write, gorilla constipation.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be even more intriguing to me.
That would
a gorilla like taking really a grump, trying to take a grumper.
Really with furrowed brow.
Yeah.
Just, that was an embarrassing.
Yeah. You've had a lot of embarrassing moments over the course of your life, though.
A lot in front of my kids, too.
Yeah.
A lot in front of my kids.
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you watch Chappelle's special? I'm hot on this topic because it just happened.
I have not watched it yet. I'm planning on watching it.
Do you have
it
interest
tonight.
In it? Or
oh, 100%.
Okay.
I have read some of the
reviews
and concerns.
What are the concerns?
That it's misogynistic.
Yeah, sure. I saw that article on Vice.
Yeah.
I tweeted out about Vice the other day.
It's
Vice.
So
Vice.
Dumb.
Vice. These group of cucky fucking nonsense morons. These fucking losers at Vice. First of all, tweeted an article early in the day that said, who is this Sebastian Maniscalco guy and why should he be hosting the MTV Movie Resort?
He's the fucking one of the biggest comics in the world.
I know. And I said that because I was annoyed on Instagram. I posted that. I go, what? Like one of literally the best living comics right now.
Yeah.
And then I also thought what's more effective is to say, scratch what I think about him as a comedian. Go look at the touring, dude. Like, who is he? He sold out Madison fucking Square Garden. What do you mean, who is he? It's not like there's a
Didn't
guy.
Didn't he do it two times?
I think he did it more than that. I think he did it a few times. But yeah. It's just like, I can't. Anyway, Vice then tweeted out an article later that afternoon that said, why the Chappelle special is worth skipping. Like, who the fuck is this? Even if you hate his material. To even like just go, fuck this guy. That's why, in my opinion, it's worth watching because it's controversial.
By the way,
so people that don't agree with him should watch it. Then we have fucking things to talk about.
Yeah, and by the way, everybody, there are no topics off limits.
Also, there's no topics that haven't been fucking touched.
And also,
like everything has been done in every brutal way. Nothing is that offensive.
But
it's gonna like.
Here's what gets me the most.
Shock you.
What gets me the most is that. So people get they're okay laughing at a certain group, but if you're okay laughing at one group, you have to be okay laughing
at all the groups,
at everybody.
100%.
So if you're going to laugh at a Donald Trump joke because you don't like him,
yep.
Someone gets to laugh at whatever you're sensitive about.
Yeah, somebody gets to laugh at a Hillary Clinton joke or a Joe Biden joke because that's the way the balance of the world should work.
Yeah, or...
Also, they're both probably fucking funny. And if they're funny...
That's what I'm saying.
Who gives a shit?
But like, if you're laughing at somebody else being insulted, you have to be okay with people laughing at you. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
I enjoy, as you probably like that, because I enjoy laughing at myself.
I don't laugh at myself as much as you do.
I love
because
it,
because I think I have more brain power.
No,
I think you're dumber than me and you laugh at yourself more.
Listen, that's a strong possibility. Yeah, but you know what? I'll tell you something else. Going through life a little dumb is probably a lot more fun.
Can I tell you? It looks good on you.
It's so fun, man. You know, because listen,
you're most passive, cool, sweet, nice dude that I know that still has it together. Like, I know cool dudes who are smooth, but I also am scared that guy fucking is going to die alone because he's going to go off the rails. You know what I mean? Like, he's a cool hippie. He loves to travel, but he's a fucking psychopath. You really still have it together.
I still got it together for a little bit. Anyway.
You wear these bracelets, which I'm adamantly against male bracelets, but for the most part, you have it together.
You know,
would your grandfather have said if he saw you?
Let me tell you something.
If your granddad was like, Joshy, what is this?
You know what I would tell him? I'll tell you exactly what I would tell him. I'd say, listen. I would tell him, you use a handkerchief, you gross motherfucker.
Go ahead.
You can't say shit to me. You blow snot and then you put it in your pocket.
My dad does that.
It used to be a sign of a jet. You ever see someone sneeze and someone take a handkerchief out of the pocket and offer it to them? You're like, are you out of your fucking mind?
You know my worst part. You know what the worst part is? My dad, he washes it with like other stuff. I'm like, you're getting boogers on your clothes.
No,
you're getting boogers on your clothes.
By the way, when that you don't sneeze in something and then put it back in your fucking pocket.
So you're criticizing? I get it. You're criticizing granddad for that. But what do these bracelets mean to you? Or is this just rope that you put on in the morning?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Josh is wearing two different bracelets for people that can't see. One of them looks like a Cat 5 wire, and the other one looks like. And the other one looks like mini anal beads. He's wrapped mini anal beads in Cat 5.
Okay, well, you got one of them right.
So is this religious at all? Am I stepping on any heartfelt toes?
And even if you were, it wouldn't matter.
I know, you got a good sense of humor.
So these are just because two places that I went with Beth.
Right, your wife.
Yeah.
People that don't know, yeah.
We had a great time. We went to Stagecoach and hung out in Palm Springs for a couple days.
Country music fan.
Yeah, I like music.
Got it.
Continue. I like festivals, right? Because you can take mushrooms at the festivals.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying?
You can also do them at your house.
Yeah, which I do every Monday, everybody. But there was this lady who was making her own shit.
At Stagecoach, you made those?
Inch, so we bought some.
That's sweet. Okay, what are the beads for?
And the beads, we had a great time in La Jolla a couple weeks ago. And so we were down at the beach, and this dude was making these, and Beth bought them.
You're a sweet guy. You really are a sweet guy. Was it your influence, the beads? Did she want them or you wanted them? She said, I'm going to buy some beads and I want you to wear them as well.
She was like, these will look good on you. I was like, perfect.
This is the big difference between you and I.
Yeah.
Of all the things we don't have in common and now another thing we don't have in common.
Yeah.
I was at the beach and my wife was like, hey, let me buy you these fucking beads for a bracelet. I'd be like, I fucking hit you in the face.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm not wearing beads, lady. Get the fuck. A hike, lady.
It's next level.
No, I get it. I get it. You know what? You're a committed, sweet dude, and you're the kind of guy. You're the kind of guy.
Yeah.
And this is what it's commendable about you. I'm being serious.
Uh-oh,
I'm being serious. You would sacrifice a little bit of male ego.
Yeah.
For the sake of the crew.
Listen, man.
You're the kind of guy. When somebody goes, I'm going down to the thing, and everyone at the fucking campfire is like, I'm not going down to the ocean. Mike, it's crazy. It's cold. It's fucking da-da-da. The tide is high. You're like, Mike, I'll go fucking down to the... I'll go down. Yes, that's what I like about you.
Yeah.
That is genuinely what I like about you.
I appreciate that.
You're a guy that, like, I would like to travel with you. I would love to go on vacation, because you'd be down. If I said you want to do it, you'd do it.
Yeah.
And I could dare you to. You're childish enough that if I said jump off this thing, you'd do it, wouldn't you?
Okay, that's the bad part, because I have three older brothers that gene is, has never left me.
I can tell.
I don't like, even when my son, like when he would challenge me a little bit, I don't like to lose, man.
Well, but what do you mean, in sports?
Whatever,
or like a thing?
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Is your son an athlete?
Yeah, he was better than me early. He dunked on me in my driveway. His fucking nuts.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Your son dunked on you in your driveway?
In my driveway.
In your house?
Yeah.
Really?
And I told him, I go, hey, that's never going to happen again.
Can I tell you what I would do?
Well, I'll tell you.
I'd kill myself right there. I'd have jumped right on fucking Sepulveda.
I told him, I said, hey, man, that's never going to happen again. And he goes, oh, I'll dunk again. I go, not on me. I'll throw you to the ground before you dunk on me again.
Yeah.
I can't have that in my driveway.
Dear future son, I'll fucking cut my dick off. and shoot myself in front of my house if you dunk on me. Listen, that would be the end of days for me. I would literally call the 1-800 I'm not a man anymore hotline.
Yeah.
And turn in my fucking life.
And they'd give you some of these beads.
And again, they'd mail me and they'd ship me some of those fucking gay beach beads.
Listen.
Do you want some anal beads for your rest?
By the time your kid can dunk, you're going to be like 68 years old.
Hell yeah, dude. Proud of it.
So what are we talking about?
That's not true. I could dunk when I was, when did I first dunk? When I was
19. You could never dunk a basketball.
Yeah, man. In fact.
Stop it.
Well, here's,
right
here's
now.
Here's the unfortunate truth. I could dunk with two hands.
Not a chance in the world.
And I literally have proof of it. I can prove it to you right now. In college, one of the first college friends that I met. Okay,
get
so
the fuck out.
I swear to God, dude, look at me. I swear to God on my life.
Two hands.
Yeah, dude, I could get up. Look at this. I'll watch this. Let's do this real quick.
Are you going to post this?
Am I going
to
what?
You're going to have to post this now.
No, but hold on here. Well, I mean, I do have I have pictures of me dunking. I still have them I have my computer. Hold on, let me call this dude real quick. This will be really fun. I'm calling my buddy Colin. I hope he picks up.
Is he going to verify? That's funny. What if he doesn't?
Well, he might not be around. But if he's not, I'll still tell the story.
What's up, brother?
Miller, okay. I'm recording my podcast right now. You're on it right now. And my buddy Josh is on it. He doesn't believe that I could have ever dunked a basketball. Will you tell the story, the condensed version of how we met and what happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
We went and played pickup at ASU. We didn't even really like each other at the time. And you've been running your mouth about being able to throw down the entire time, so I wanted to see it. I got a steal during the middle of the game, was on a breakaway, and then I saw you behind me, so I threw it up off the glass. You caught it with two hands behind, cocked it back, and two-hand jammed it.
Miller?
I was as shocked as your friend is right now.
See? He goes, I was as shocked as your friend is. Yes! Miller, I love you. I'll call you later.
All right, brother.
Peace. That's a fact. So me and this guy, this is a true story. At ASU, me and this kid, we hated each other. Dude, I used to be a really good basketball player. We hated each other, me and this kid. I met him through, his old roommate was a guy I knew. And one day, he had known that they played Halo and got high every day. And I would go to the gym and hoop. And I went upstairs to go see if his roommate was there. And he was in the room playing Halo. And I was like, where's Steve? And he's like, I don't fucking know. We did not like each other, bro. He was like, and this kid, he would whoop my ass. He's twice my size.
Right.
He would have beat the shit out of me. If we were going to fight, I would have lost. I mean, they put up a fight, but I would have lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? In those where you're like, I put up a fight, but I fucking lost.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't fucking know. And I was like, all right. And he's like, what the fuck, where are you going? And I go, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to hoop in the open gym. And he was like, I'll go play. And I was like, fine. Dude, we walked down.
Did you walk down together?
Yeah, we did, but we didn't. But it was almost like.
But you hated each other?
We barely, not hate, but we just didn't like each other. You know why? We had a lot in common.
Yeah.
You usually, it's like your best friends. It's like, you know, you fight your best friends.
Did you run in the same circle?
No, this is very new freshman year
got
of
it,
ASU.
Got it,
right?
Okay,
we were brand new.
Got it.
Anyway, we'd walked down to the gym together and we barely said shit. And then when we were on the same team, we got picked to be on the same team. I said to him, this is why he said that. I go, hey, if there's an opening, throw it off the glass. Because we had talked before, and he's like, you can't fucking dunk, bitch. Like, we had joked before, and I was like, come play. Because he's a really good basketball player. Like, he was really good. So
Can he dunk?
He could at one point in his life. He's not as fluid. It wouldn't have been like, I don't think I could throw into. He couldn't have dunked it off the glass. So listen.
That is crazy.
I swear to God on my life. So I used to practice every day just to be able to dunk. And when I first learned how to dunk my senior year in high school, it was like the only thing I wanted to do forever. Until I got my third concussion.
That's dunking?
I got my legs taken out from under me twice. Bad.
I got some questions about dunking.
Yeah, let me jump forward.
Okay.
So I'm giving the extended version, but this is real. I said to him, I said, put it off the window. Put it off the window if we get an opportunity. And I could tell he was like, I'm going to do it just to watch you fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted me to fail. Like, he wanted me to miss the dunk. So he was like, all right, man. We're in the middle of a game. We were whooping their fucking ass. He got a clean steal off this dude. Put it off. He didn't say this part, but he's behind me. He's in front of me. He sees me, and I go, window, window, window. And he puts it off the glass. And I swear to God on my life, caught it with two hands. Bop! Right over my fucking head.
All right. I got some questions about dunking.
Yeah.
All right.
That was the bond of our friendship, by the way. That's like one of my closest friends on the earth. After that day, it was like I loved him and he loved me because I was legit, but I loved him because he was so good at basketball. I was like, this is my guy.
And is he bigger than you? Taller?
Maybe an inch or two, and also maybe 20, 30 pounds more than me. In high school at the time. I was a skinny fuck.
Oh, this was high school?
I mean, I'm sorry, college. College. Freshman year of college, yeah.
Did you play basketball on the team?
In high school. High school.
In college, you just ruled that intramural court.
Well, you know what I really did in college? What? I went to college for drugs. I'm not kidding.
What do you mean?
I decided to go to I didn't want to go play I didn't even want to try to play basketball in college because it was like the possibility for me was like D2.
Right.
I didn't even want to. I sat, real story, with my buddy on the porch of my future dorm, and I took mushrooms, and I said to him, we should go to ASU. And he was like, we should. And literally, a week later, I was like, applying to fucking go to ASU. Because this epiphany, I took mushrooms, and it led me to go to ASU to go. Because I wanted to go have fun. I wanted to go to college to...
What years were you there?
2002 to 6.
See,
when you were 50.
Yeah, no, I was just getting into the AARP around there.
Did you first start using your discount?
Yeah. That's at the movies. It really chops down the price. You should.
there's a 55 and under, right? Or is that a different than my price?
Yeah, I just have a hard time getting in and out of those seats, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. Old boats.
That's really tough.
What do you got to ask me about dunking? Tell me.
Okay. So when you dunk.
Does it hurt your wrist?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes.
And when you dunked, has the ball ever come back and hit you?
In the face?
No, like in the gut or the nuts or anything like
off
that.
Off the net?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, pretty rarely.
No.
No.
And have you ever done that thing where you dunk, but your weight keeps going?
And fell on my back?
And you fall on your back.
So the first time I got a concussion was I went to block a shot.
Yeah.
And... I hit, like, my fingers got caught in the net.
Yeah.
And that pulled me forward momentum, and I smacked on the ground.
Knocked yourself out?
Kind of. No, I didn't knock myself out. I popped right back up. But I fell out. I fell down again after that and had to go to the hospital. The worst concussion I ever had was I went up for a rebound. And I'm not joking. I know it sounds annoying, but I used to be able to get up. Like, I could get up. And I went up for a rebound, and I was way the fuck up, dude. I was in dunking position.
Can you still dunk right now?
I could grab rim with two hands, but I can't dunk anymore, dude. I don't play ball anymore.
If you stretched out for a couple weeks.
No, if I played for like 4 or 5 months, I could dunk again, yeah. But I don't play anymore, man. I quit.
Yeah.
We won the Comedy Store Championship League, you know, the fucking basketball league, and we quit because we used to fight.
Who'd you play with?
The last time we won was me. I have pictures of it. Me, Adam Ray. I think Jeff Keith was on my team. Anyway.
And what's the league?
We're the Comedy Basketball League down at Pan Pacific Park. It's the Improv, the Comedy Store, the Agents. Managers?
Oh, you must love playing the agents and managers.
They're my favorite people to throw elbows at. Like, who else am I going to... Can I fuck these guys up? I want to fuck them.
Yeah.
But it was too much fighting. It was too much arguing.
But is the agents was a bunch of just short Jewish dudes?
Dude, here's also why. The league got distorted with outside people who had nothing to do
with the fucking... That always happens. Well, he's a new agent. What?
Is he?
Kareem's the new agent at CAA?
Yeah. The guy from Senegal who barely speaks English, who's 6'12"?
Yeah. Are you? Yeah.
7 feet.
7 feet? 6'12".
6'12". So anyway, that's how I made a bond. And my first time dunking was in a church parking lot by my house. That was the first time I ever dunked a basketball. I could barely palm a ball. I could palm some of them, but I could barely palm most good pro balls.
Opposite for me.
You could palm the shit out of a ball.
I could palm any ball off a dribble. Really?
Let me see your hands.
I just had strong hands.
They're not even that big.
No, I had really strong hands. So I had really, from playing, I played baseball, a lot of baseball. I had really strong forearms.
Forearms, yeah.
And so.
You couldn't hit a ball to save your life.
Oh, no, that was, I could.
You could hit a baseball.
I played some college baseball.
Where'd you play?
A place called Trinity.
Trinity College? Did you really?
In San Antonio.
I know where it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Why do you know where that is?
I guess maybe I've heard of it before on SportsCenter or some shit. Like, I feel like I've heard the name before.
But yeah.
Small school.
Small school, man, but a lot
Christian
of fun.
Christian school, right?
Yeah, not a lot of Jews there.
Yeah, why were you there?
You know, to get away from Massachusetts. I really went down there. I'm going to tell you the truth. I went down there. This dude named Spencer Street.
Shout out to Spencer Street.
Met me at the airport. And as soon as I got in the truck with this dude and drove, one of the most magnetic people I've ever met in my life.
Is he alive?
He is not.
Damn.
But.
Wahapa.
Yeah.
Wahapa. What happened?
Oh, he. I don't think they actually still know.
Bigfoot ate him.
Yeah.
What do you mean they don't know? He got killed?
No, it was some sort of anaphylactic...
shock?
Something.
The vagueness of this is giving me anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so close to him, I don't want to get anything wrong in telling the story.
You're so close to him that you don't even know how he died?
I do, but I'm pretty high, and I don't want to... yeah, I don't. That, do you know what I mean?
That
I don't
makes
wanna,
sense.
I don't want to...
Anyway,
fuck,
so,
fuck
so Spencer Street met you at the...
Meets me at the airport.
Yeah.
I'm in the truck with this dude for... maybe 20 minutes. And all I can think is, I'm coming back here next year to hang out with this guy for sure.
Because you love this dude.
Oh, my God.
His vibe was legit.
The fucking best. And then also, it was the only place that I visited where I got laid. So I was like...
You used to not get laid.
Well, I hadn't gotten laid on a college visit.
You don't
I was in high school and I got a girl in college fucked me. I'm going to this school.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I decided... that I was going to that school because I was just making sure that's not Beth. Because I was like,
was you talking about getting laid in college? Your wife, yeet, yeet. It's almost like they know. Yeet, yeet.
Yeah, man.
What's
but that's
been going on?
I was like, well, if she had sex with me and I'm in high school, when I'm a freshman, everybody's going to have sex with me.
And no one did.
Not a lot of people.
Did you join a fraternity?
I joined there was only local fraternities that were allowed.
Right, because it wasn't a big, right.
Right, so they didn't allow the national fraternities.
Sure.
Because
the Jewish fraternities are AE Pi. And what's the other big one?
I don't know. My cousin was in a Jewish fraternity and I went and visited him when he was in college, man. And
there's a couple of easy Jewish Greek jokes I could make here. But
Give me.
I don't want to be derogatory. I don't want to be derogatory.
I mean, listen, I'll tell you, my Uber driver told me 7 good Jewish jokes in a row.
Let's hear them. Knock them out.
He told me, how did the penny get invented?
How?
Two Jews were arguing over. No, I'm sorry. I messed up that joke. How did copper?
Well, we're not going to edit that. We're going to make everyone know.
How did copper wire get invented?
Oh, yeah.
Two Jews arguing over. Why are a Jew's nose so big?
Why?
Air is free.
That's really funny.
Yeah, he had a bunch of classics. You know?
What else? What else?
That's
really good.
How do you, something like, how do you know Jews owned a, I don't know, something about getting their quarterback, something about a football team.
How do you know a Jew owns a football team? Why do you know, how do
what's
you know?
What's a Jewish...
How do you know
who's
when
a Jew's
Jew,
favorite how do you football
know,
player?
How do you know when a Jew owns a football team? What? Right?
No.
Who's a Jew's favorite football player?
Got to be something about the quarterback.
It's got to be a quarterback.
Yeah, something like that. There's a quarterback joke in there somewhere. I'm sure a bunch of your listeners know this joke.
Can I tell you something? My listeners have checked out.
Oh, yeah,
45
that?
Minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
They're not listening anymore. This is it. They're like, these two stoned morons. I can't take another 5 minutes. But all anti-Semitic jokes aside,
yes,
I still like you.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you remember your very first joke on stage?
So the first time I ever did an open mic, the first joke I ever told. Yes. I don't remember the specifics. That's weird because I do remember some of my old shit, but it was something about... a family member's friend had told me when I was in North Carolina that they have this thing called the three F's called fighting, fishing, and fucking. And it was something about that, but I don't quite remember the joke. Like, I just don't.
I remember my first set so vivid.
You really?
Dude, I was 15 years old.
What?
So my mom and dad had always caught me watching
porn.
Yeah.
No, sorry, that was before porn was invented.
Yeah, that was when you didn't watch porn, you flipped the pages. So
you have scrambled cable, though. You remember those days, right?
Oh, I do.
You see a scrambled titty?
I just needed one. I didn't even need to see the titty. Just give me the audio.
The idea made me come.
Yeah, the audio.
The idea of scrambled porn. For kids that don't know, you used to watch scrambled channels, and you'd watch the porn kind of jump, and sometimes you'd see like a just a perfect tit, and then it would jump again.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
As long as there was good audio for me...
It didn't matter.
Yeah, man. It just...
My aunt used to have stolen cable. You know, you know people used to jack cable?
Oh, yeah,
that
is
before. So many people would be like, what are you talking about? Back in the day, you should be able to steal cable. You used to have somebody who worked for the cable company jerry-rig it so you could get free cable.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have to pay. And she had free everything. And when I would sleep over at her house, man, she had
free porn.
She had a porno. She had a porno channels, dude. It was amazing.
Like,
you know how many blankets I ruined?
The first, okay, this is going to tell you how old I am. The first porn I ever saw.
The first porn that it was ever shot.
Yeah. I was in.
Episode one of the first porn that... Wait, the first porn you saw was what?
Okay. So my buddy turned 13. Okay.
And you were how old?
We were all 13.
Oh, okay. So you all turned 13.
But he had just turned 13.
Okay.
And so it was his 13th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
His dad rented two movies that he would have never... He let men watch.
Was it single dad?
No.
Married dad.
Yeah, married dad.
Cool dad.
Let's men...
Last name.
Miles.
Mr. Miles.
Let's men watch, right? And so we watched The Warriors.
The movie The Warriors?
Yeah, which...
Amazing.
Love.
Phenomenal.
And then he popped in on VHS, popped in the Alice in Wonderland porn movie. Whoa. Man, you've never seen more kids roll from the laying on their back to laying on their stomach. Laying on their stomach, just fucking pounding that boner straight
into
the carpet.
You guys all
Yo, dude. We were all like, what?
Did he stay there and watch it?
No.
He just put it in and left.
Took off.
Did you guys jerk off?
No, we didn't jerk off.
What do you mean? You've been a part of a circle jerk before. You've jerked off with a friend.
Never.
Everyone I know has jerked off with a friend nearby.
Nobody you know has ever jerked off in a circle.
I've jerked off near another guy, without a doubt. I've been watching porno at another guy's house, and he's been there as well, and I've fucking been jerking off under the blanket.
That is...
You've never done that?
Never.
You never slept over at somebody's house and jerked off while you were there?
Not when we were watching porn together, because you know what?
Not when we're watching porn. They could be asleep and you're jerking off and they're knocked out.
No.
Never?
No, I don't think so.
You're the weirdo, by the way, not me.
No, because here's the deal. I
asked for consent before you went to bed.
I'm not particular where I shit. Like, if I was in Target right now, I'd take a shit.
Disgusting human being.
But I'm jerking off at home.
Weirdo.
You,
it's okay to me to jerk off at a buddy's house.
Would you jerk off at Target?
I jerk off at Target before I'd poop at it.
I'm just saying, man.
I would jerk off at Target far beyond before I'd ever poop it. I'm not my seat. I don't have my ass touching where those fucking like heroin addicts are fucking jonesing out at 2 a.m. at Target. We live in a city.
Who is it? What Target is open at 2 a.m?
Well, let me tell you something, cunt. Yeah. That Target in West
Which
Hollywood?
One? Yeah.
That one? By the way, that's the place where that bitch stabbed that other woman in the neck from just, yeah. That's how
you
fucked
gotta
up
be
that
more
Target
specific.
Is.
I don't even know what you're talking
that
about.
That Target?
Oh, on La Brea and
yeah,
Santa
the
Monica?
Only one in West Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that woman, that's where the woman took a knife out and stabbed someone in the middle of the aisle. That's what kind of crazy fucking morons go there. So yeah, I'm not sitting on a seat that they fucking poop and puke on.
But
I will stand in the room and jerk off.
Yeah.
Grab a couple of fucking Cosmos.
Toilet seat covers.
Get a couple of Cosmos, walk in the bathroom and do it.
I don't think I could jerk off to a picture ever again.
You could if your life depended on it.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
I think there's a... But
could you jerk off to your imagination? You ever closed your eyes and jerked off?
In my life? Yeah.
Never. Look at me. Never.
What?
Never had a... Like, my imagination runs wild. It's just not for porno, not for sex stuff. I have to see something to come. I want to be seeing it, whatever it is.
Oh, sometimes the imagination's super good.
You'd like to think so.
I know so.
For guys like you, maybe?
Yeah.
You know why?
Because we have brains.
Because because you're dumb.
No.
Because a dumb guy can just like go like, oh, the titties. But like me, I'm thinking about like problems.
Yeah.
And like things I've got to do.
Okay.
My schedule.
But let's think about a couple things.
Uh-huh.
Just think about all the things that you just described. Who's really the dumb guy?
You?
No. No.
You're the guy that can
think about all the things that you're worried about.
Your brain capacity.
Think about all the things.
Fit
think
boots.
About all the things that we're worried about. You're worried about, but at the end of the day, you and I, we do the same thing.
No, we don't do the same thing.
And you're worried about all the things you're worried about. And I'm thinking about titties, and here we are talking to each other.
It doesn't mean that you're not dumb. It means that you're. It's better. It's happier.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Happier. Yeah.
Who's happier?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way dumber, though.
But.
That's the cost.
You know what I mean?
Smarter, sadder.
Yeah.
Dumber, happier.
Yeah.
That's, by the way, that's the truth of the world. The dumbest people on earth are the happiest people ever.
I think you're 100% right.
Smart people are sad.
They're
and
just,
I'm not even that smart, and I'm sad. Imagine a fucking genius.
They're just aware.
Too aware. Honestly, if we're being very genuine.
Too aware.
When you're hyper aware,
yeah.
When you have too much awareness, it's a negative thing.
It's
where my anxiety comes from. It's why I like to be friends with idiots.
Yeah. Do you often stutter when you say that?
I wanted to take some of the heat off of idiot. Cheers me. I love you, dude. This has been great. This is one for the books.
That's nice. You were trying to soften it for yourself.
I just want to take some of that heat, take some of the blow away. Here's something I want to transition to unnaturally.
By the way,
yeah.
I do have a thing about grown men and fucking flip. What is that?
Well, I was going to wear something else, but we were working on the house. You know what was going on. This isn't a fashion choice as much as it was me running around.
Right.
I was outside because we got hit. We got into a fucking car accident. I was outside going to go look at this piece of shit fucking rental. Fuck rental car places. By the way, you know, I did a good deed. That's something I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Think about it while I tell you the story. You want to check your phone?
Let me just check.
You can. Okay. The thing I was going to ask you was, I want you to tell me when the last time you did an honest good deed that had no benefit for you whatsoever. It was just something that you did because it happened out of the goodness of your heart. You were like, oh, I should do this thing for this person, because I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
It's small. It doesn't have to be huge. I just mean like recently, but today at the car rental place, we were waiting to get her a car, and, a young dude, he looked disheveled and distraught, like he was annoyed and trying to get a fucking rental car, whether he got into an accident as well or whatever. And he was like, hey, do you guys have a fucking phone charger? Like, I'm nowhere near home. I don't have my fucking shit. My phone is going to fucking die. You could tell, like, he probably also had to do something that day, like go to work or whatever. And they were like, oh, sorry, man. We don't have champagne to charge and all this shit. And he goes, well, I have a cord. Do you have somewhere to plug in a USB? And they were like, oh, no. At the back of my mind, I'm hearing this and I'm like, they could let him plug into a fucking computer.
Yeah.
There's got to be a computer to plug into. Or somebody has a fucking USB plug port, because he had an Android. And I go, well, in my mind, I'm like, that USB plug is for iPhone or Android. It doesn't matter. Somebody has that thing. So all these guys were fucking just kind of like, eh, up shit's creek, pal. And I heard him under his breath mutter 2%. He goes, fuck, 2%. I was like, ooh, this poor fuck.
Yeah.
His day is contingent upon his phone staying alive, because he's at a rental car place, which means something's not good.
Right.
He's got 2%, and he obviously needs to go somewhere because he was in a super rushed hurry. Like, he was late for work. So I said, hey, man, I probably have something in my car. And he's like, what? And I said, I probably have the cube, the charging cube in my car. So I go in my car, because I do always keep that thing in my fucking car. And I grab it, and I give it to the guy. And, dude, the look on his face, I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
Was like, I saved his fucking life. And he plugged in, and he was like, dude, thank you so much. Oh, my God, thank you so much. He was so, those are the times when you do something small that you go, oh, that does feel really good.
Dude.
Because I didn't think I was doing a good deed, but like, I just thought, oh yeah, I have that thing.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Yeah. It's, and I don't mean to sound like a dick, it's how I try to live my life.
Yeah.
It really is. I really feel like, I really believe in paying it forward. I really believe when you're good to people, look, when someone's a dick to me, I carry that until I put it somewhere else, which is usually on somebody else.
But you, when someone's a dick to you, I feel like you just close them out of your life. You're like, I don't need dicks in my life.
Oh, no, I don't have them around anymore.
You don't deal with dicks?
No.
Yeah. See, you seem the kind of guy that goes, oh, you're a dick? I'll never see you ever again.
Yes.
And that's the end of times.
Well, for me, because it's not worth it. Like, I've only got a certain amount of time here. Do I want to?
10 years left.
Yeah.
it's literally hours.
Yeah, you're
at this
welcome.
Point.
It's hours. The doctor told me, he gave me a certain number.
No, but truth be told, you are a kind of guy that I can tell. I'm the opposite. Unfortunately, I'm still somebody that even when someone's a dick, sometimes I put up with the shit because I go, fucking, maybe something's going on in their life. I don't know, man. Like, I lean towards the sympathy card of like, I don't know, man. Maybe something's fucked up and they need to work through it.
Yeah, but man, but
I know I should be more fucking go away, dude. You suck.
But here's the deal. So I'm not somebody who's like, you're a dick one time and that's it.
No, I know you're not that
but,
guy.
But like, if our relationship is more work than I have to put in with my wife,
then fuck that
it's
shit.
It's not worth it.
I get that. I get
that. It's not worth it. For both of us, by the way.
Right.
For both of us. I mean, this is for both of us.
So you lead your life as someone who tries to do small good deeds all the time. So tell me, is there something recent that you've done that you were proud of that you're like, oh, wow, that was fun to do?
Well, I'll tell you something that I do that I would encourage you to do because it feels, when you see the look on people's faces, it feels nice.
Tell me.
We both travel a lot.
Too much.
I'll eat food in the airport every now and then.
Rarely, but I do, yeah, once in
if
a while.
If I see someone in uniform, I just tell the waitress or the server, give me their tab. Mm-hmm. So just tell them somebody, they don't need to know who, just tell them. Or a family, a single parent, something like that. If I just see one parent and some kids, it's not a, what's, do you know what I mean? For me,
yeah.
But they're doing shit that, like, I know what it's like to be a single parent.
But time out real quick, because I'm very impressed and very happy. Like, this makes me feel really good. Do you do that and you leave because you don't want them to see you, right? Or do you do the thing where you're like,
No.
You don't want to be known.
No, the server just tells them, hey, someone pick this up for you.
Because you tell the server, you say, do not tell them.
Do not tell them.
I like that.
So don't tell them.
I've done that.
Because I don't need...
You don't want the recognition. It doesn't help. It actually makes you feel dirty.
Yeah.
Right. There used to be a homeless guy that would come into this bar that we used to go to in our old neighborhood, which are my favorite fucking bar. I miss it so much. And we made friendships out of there. It became like a family. Dude, that shitty joke about Cheers, it was like, this bar was so fucking fun.
Yeah.
I'm literally close friends with people that work there because of it. Just because we would go there at night, have a drink, chill, walk the dog there. It was just kind of like a, just like, you know, once, maybe twice a week, maybe.
Yeah.
If we were in the neighborhood. And there was a homeless guy that would save his fucking money just to go there, maybe once a week. And he would get a steak and fries. He wanted steak frites and a water. And sometimes a beer if he had enough money. But he would always make sure he saved enough money to tip 20%.
Oh, my God.
Great, right? So when I caught wind of this, of course, I was like, I want to buy that guy's shit. Let me buy his shit.
Yeah.
Because they had told me. I had no idea, you know? And so one night, they told us we paid for a shit. And this says a lot about humanity, by the way. Obviously, I said, don't tell them.
Yeah.
Just say they say a patron here covered it. Because he was a really polite dude. It was just so quiet. He sat by himself. And I said, do me this. If he wants a meal to go or a couple of things to go,
just
lie to him and be like, hey, we're closing the kitchen. If you want a couple of meals to go, we've got some things that we can, you know what I mean? And give him whatever he wants and I'll take care of it. Because if he hears someone wants to pay for your stuff to go, he'll go, no, I don't want that fucking charity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of them don't. And sure enough, he was like, no, that's okay. I'll just take the meal I paid for and I'll go get more money and I'll be back next week for another meal.
Man.
Dude, it was a testament to humanity. And like he didn't want more than he needed. He was he prided himself in making that money.
That's the thing, by the way.
It was wild.
So
oh, wait, time out. I didn't finish the best part. Okay. Sorry.
You blew him. He blew me.
Got it. I'm not going to fucking suck a homeless guy's dick. That's disgusting. He can suck my dick. No, but
my
but
bad.
The best part of the story is he left the same amount of money he would have paid to the server. He didn't keep the fucking money. Well, I paid for his tab and he still left the money.
You know why.
I know, of course, but it makes you feel humanity sometimes. You're like, wow, dude, that's powerful as fuck.
He also needed that. He needed that. That was his self-worth.
Of course.
That's so amazing.
It says a lot about humans. It says a lot about who we are as people, about this country. Look, we're a little high and a little buzzed, but I gotta tell you,
so good,
it
man.
Does make it puts a lot of things in perspective.
Because listen, it's just like you, the first car you really take care of is the first one you buy.
Paid for 100%,
right?
100%,
because you never understood what it took to get that car.
Fuck, dude, I used to wash my Hyundai Sonata by hand. In my driveway.
You don't think I was buffing up my Saturn? I had a maroon Saturn that was, with no air conditioning.
Cars that don't even exist anymore. That's how old you are.
Yeah.
You're so fucking old, you have cars that they don't even make. What, do you have an Oldsmobile? Do you have a Cutlass Supreme?
Yeah, I had a Datsun.
You're right. Once you understand what money's worth, it means a lot to you.
It means a lot to you. So that makes sense to me.
Because you didn't grow up with money, did you?
No.
You don't look like someone that did. Me neither. But you particularly. Dude, I love making fun of you. It's like my favorite thing on it. This is one of my favorite episodes I've ever done.
Because I can tell you, That one I didn't see coming at
all. No, see, I've had a few that were obvious, but that was good, right?
Yeah, that one I didn't see coming at all.
You make me laugh.
Yeah.
But you appreciate money. You appreciate things that are worth. So when you buy someone's meal at the airport, you know that you know you've done a good deed, but you also know sometimes doing something when it gives you no literal payback feels better than anything. It's better than coming. It's like, oh man, that feels so good to be like, let me just drop this little fucking nice thing for somebody else. It doesn't really do much for me.
Yeah.
That's nice, right? It's a beautiful thing. And you live life that way, and I'm happy that you do. We should all be better at that. I mean, it's hard to do.
But you know what? It isn't.
Well, hold on. It isn't because, and no offense, because we're in a similar boat, but like, we're quite blessed.
Yes.
I don't like to say the word lucky because I don't believe in that bullshit, but we're blessed to do what we do and have this kind of shit and have fans and friends that support us and all, and like, this world is wonderful for us, but like, not everyone is so blessed.
There's no doubt about that.
So it's hard when people are worried about living. You know what I'm saying?
There's no doubt about that. And I have been there. I have eaten one meal a day.
Same.
While raising the kids.
Not me, because I was just responsible. Right. Smart. I just pulled out.
But yeah, you're a smart guy.
I pulled out.
But I still tried to make it a point to not walk around miserable.
100%.
Because that makes it worse.
Yes, but you're lucky you have that disposition, because I think that comes with, there's a lot of people that can't help their depression or sadness or anxiety.
There's no doubt about that.
You're very blessed to have a positive outlook, but even when things were negative.
But don't think, man, I battle, you know, for me, depression grabs me, and my dark is different than other people's dark.
Sure.
But I go through, for me, dark times, but for me, I try to keep them. That doesn't mean it has to be a dark time for you,
right?
Too.
That doesn't mean you're going to transfer it to somebody else, right?
That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Everyone handles it different.
And 100%.
Pushes it out differently.
But that's because for me, even when I feel like it, and I'm not saying I haven't been short with people or a dick to people or said some shit. I feel like
it's pretty rare for you.
But it happens.
But yeah,
man,
but yeah, okay? Of course,
it happens. But like, I really do try to just be as nice as I can be.
I feel that. And that's why I like you. And that's why I wanted you to come on the show, because I wanted to tell you something.
What? Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
What are you thinking? Take a guess at what I was going to say.
Something about my son.
Go on. That your son is my son.
Yeah, that's the one.
And your wife is my wife.
Yeah, yeah. Are you whispering that because your wife's right outside the door?
Yes. I love you. Are you touring?
Man, I'm all over.
So go to joshwolf.com.
ComedianJoshWolf.com.
ComedianJoshWolf.com. Stupid website, but it's okay. He's still a good guy. ComedianJoshWolf.com. Couldn't afford regular Josh Wolf.
No, regular Josh Wolf is a journalist who went to jail because he didn't give up his sources. So he
has
to keep his website.
Find a way.
Yeah.
ComedianJoshWolf.com, because he is on tour. He's a phenomenal dude. He's so funny. Look at all of his videos on YouTube. He's posting a lot of stuff on YouTube. You're a part of the new revolution. I don't want to say anything more other than it's clicking, dude. Like, things are clicking.
I hope so.
You're doing your thing, dude. It's cool to watch. I comedy is subjective, quote unquote. But sometimes people are just funny, and you are not one of those guys. But for the most, it's too easy. No, but I.
But you know what?
But no, but
you gave it a proper lead.
I did.
You really did.
No, but I love you, and I do think people should come watch you live if they can come see you.
I appreciate that.
Go to comedianjoshwolf.com. He's on tour. What's the next spot that you're at?
I'm in Chicago with Sandy Danto.
Chi-Town.
Yeah, I'm doing Zany's downtown.
And I hate the phrase Chi-Town, by the way.
What's that?
I said it for you. Chi-town. That's what they say. They go, Chi-town.
You're not supposed to, though, are you?
No, we hate Chi-town. We don't really say it.
You know what else I found
we
out?
We joke about people that say it. But
people
it's like,
in San Francisco don't like it when you say San Fran.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, we don't like Chi-town. They don't like nobody. Big Apple. These aren't real things.
Yeah, Beantown.
Yeah. Chi-town.
Yeah. But Zany's downtown and then Rosemont with Sandy Danto.
Fun. Zany's, by the way, is, for people that don't know, Chicago. Go out and see this motherfucker, dude. He is the shit. You will love this dude. And Zany's, if you don't know, Zany's in Old Town Chicago on Wells, it used to be a titty bar. It looks like a titty bar, right? It's a long shoebox.
Such a great room.
It's just phenomenal. You're going to love this dude. Go see Josh Wolf. I'll post all his information in the description below. I want to say thank you to Joshua for coming on a night where he locked himself out of his own home because he's, you know, not all the way there. And you're the best.
Thanks,
I love you.
Buddy. I love you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Bye.
In here, we pour whiskey, 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 whiskey.
You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like